Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Well, welcome back to Perspectives. Yes, it's the final segment this Sunday. I know you've had some good attention spans this evening, and I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to you tuning in next Sunday as well. And we're here back at the studio roundtable with Chris Watts. And Chris, let me ask you, you know, would you do it all over again?
You know, a lot of people ask us that, and the answer is absolutely yes. Now, the caveat would be, would I do everything the same way? Probably not. I would probably change a few things. You know, you learn things as you go through it for the first time. You stumble a couple times before you can fully walk. But yeah, I'd absolutely, no question, do it all over.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, a lot of people get scared because, you know, you do this thing, you jump in the deep end, and yeah, I don't think I would do everything again the same, but you would definitely go down the same path and you're happy with it.
Completely. Completely. No question about it.
Awesome. So that kind of propels me to the thought of, what does the future hold for you? What does the future hold for Petropolitan as well?
Well, another set of fears, as it was just pointed out. You know, I think that the great thing is that we do see growth. We do see an opportunity to really influence not just people and their animals, but also an industry. Being able to take it to a larger level and say, you know, this is now how... this is the expectation of pet care. It should be like this for everyone. Anybody who's going to be a part of a business that is going to receive funds for caring for somebody's family need to be responsible and honest and good and right. So we do see a couple of shops opening in the next year and a half to 2 years. And we're kind of looking around now, scouting out where those might be. And then from there, you know, it just is, it's kind of interesting as to how it'll go. We'll decide if we want to take this on a national level. We'll see if we'll see what presents itself, because that's the other part of it is, you know, you never know who's going to take notice of your passion. And when somebody takes notice of it, that can change exactly the goal that you have today into something entirely different tomorrow. So
it certainly can.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of interesting. It's like the things you don't always know. I think when we step back and if we could see the whole tapestry, it would be very interesting. But at the time, we see like the little thing right in front of us.
No, absolutely. The small piece of the picture.
Yeah, it's raw. It's wild. It's like I always wonder. I'm thinking, you know, when it's all said and done, am I just going to like look back and be like, oh, my gosh.
No,
if I would have just known.
I think we all do that. Or we should, at least.
We should, yes. And that's what this show's about, you know, is about like sitting back and looking and examining and saying, hey, what do I really want to do in my life, you know? So for the people, I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to this show that get something totally different out of it because they're in love with what they do, they have their passion, maybe it's reinforcement for what they're doing. But, you know, for other people that it's not reinforcement, kind of give us your wrap-up for this evening of your perspective on life.
Well, you know, I think life is hard enough for all of us every day, and that if we are able to be blessed enough to do what we love doing and making that into a career path, you know, it's absolutely something that everybody should be exploring. You know, it's not without self-examination. I think that having a small business that's successful warrants us looking at ourselves, our fears, and looking at what we think other people perceive us as. And working through those fears. I mean, you know, I think I shared with you earlier is that I'm dyslexic. And when that came out as something that was not a concern for everybody else, but for myself. And then I had to work through that fear of what others were going to perceive that to be and just realize that, you know what, it's nothing. It's my fear and I work through it. So that's what I encourage everybody to do. Work through the fear.
It's awesome, and that's words to live by. I really appreciate you coming on this evening.
Oh, I can't believe I'm here, and thank you for having us. It really means a lot.
I'm just fortunate to know y'all. And could you, what's the website for your business?
We are thepetropolitandallas.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what's the cross streets?
We are actually on South Harwood between Wood and Young Street. Close to the farmer's market. A lot of people think we're on the museum side, but we're actually on the farmer's market side of Harwood.
Awesome. Well, I enjoyed having you on. Thank you, Chris Watts, for coming on this evening.
Thanks again for having us.
Thank you. And, you know, I think we learn a lot just by listening to what Chris had to say is that, you know, he said that he had to overcome some fears in his life. And everybody has fears. Now, you know, whether it's dyslexia, whether it's, you know, it could be absolutely anything. Those fears to try to conquer that, what are people going to think? But life is full of roadblocks. And when we have roadblocks, sometimes it can get us down. And I'll tell you one thing is a lot of times when people, when you finally figure out what you're going to do and you finally go after it, it's going to hit you with a bunch of roadblocks because I think it has to push you to say, is this really what you want to do? Because the only reason you'll push through the roadblocks is if you believe so wholeheartedly on what you're doing that you don't want to back down. Because it's easy to sit there and say, oh, well, it's just not going to work. I got to figure out something else. It's not going to happen. You know, but when you really believe in something and it's a true life calling, you have to sit there and no matter if somebody knocks on your door and is trying to close you down the next day, the point is that you have to step up to it. You have to stand up and you have to say, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in the love and the passion that I have. And you know what? I'm going to change the world somehow. So obviously Chris is doing his thing to change the world with one four-legged animal at a time, giving love and support because animals are such unconditional love. And for everybody that's listening tonight, go check out liveyourtruelife.org. And I just wrote another blog. It's pretty good. And it's all about removing those roadblocks and getting past things and getting past these fears and these failures and these past failures we might have had to actually create this life that we love. So tune back in next Sunday. Next Sunday, we will be in the third in this series. And we'll be discussing, we've talked about today about unconditional love and animals and changing, going from banking to barking. And next Sunday, we will be talking about somebody that changed their entire career to become a firefighter and had to overcome their fears of heights and fire and everything else to save people's lives. So tune back in next Sunday at 8 p.m. for some perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'd like to hear some of your perspectives as well. So call in next week. Hope you have a good rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you soon.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit AshleyBurgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to AshleyBurgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit AshleyBurgess.org today.